This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yes. It's 4 p.m. It's Thursday. The sun's out shining. Everyone's smiling. And it's time for Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
You have your timings correct. It is 4 p.m., and which is good because we're both here. It's Johnny and Inel, live and loud on FUBAR Radio. Yeah, we're here. We're ready to do it.
I know. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Sun's out. It's got me smiling nice.
Yeah, you can see it. It just don't do anything at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't feel it, but you know.
It's not a nice and clear skies, though, isn't it? You know.
I do like that. You know, when you come out the house, you just see blue, and it's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Do you know what I meant? Reminds me of I don't know what songs you used to sing. Do you remember back in primary school when you used to have to sit down on like the in an assembly and cross your legs and stuff and sing songs?
Yeah.
And there was a song we had called Autumn Days that goes, "Autumn days when the grass is jewel and the silken side a chestnut shell, a jet plane's waiting in the air to be revealed and the things I love so well so I mustn't forget." And I could go on.
Oh, okay.
But,
went to private school, did you?
Does that sound like a private school song? Oh, I don't know, mate.
Didn't say them sort of songs in our school.
Oh, yeah. It was all gangster rap, wasn't it?
I do remember though, one school assembly. It was a dance assembly, and all everyone did was the Running Man. That was it. Every dance was the Running
Man. Nice. Just look real throwbacks, yeah, to that kind of breakdancing era. Nice, yeah. Ready to start windmilling, but no one had that in their arsenal.
Oh, no. They could just about do the Running Man. That was it.
Do you remember those days when people used to try breakdancing, but they end up doing was like a bad crab?
Oh, yeah.
And then just like scurrying around.
Just mashing up your trousers, just like burning holes in your knees.
The thing is, you used to think it's so cool in those days as well, isn't it? It's like, oh, yeah, this is wicked. Look at me. Yeah, I'm doing squiggles on the floor. Yeah, it's like, no. You look like a joke.
Enough messy as well. You're just like flipping off the place. Are you yourself. You were right.
Yeah, you're cool. Yeah. I was so cool. We used to be quite good dancers anyway, but yeah. I remember one time my cousin took us over the park with her mates. She was older than us. Mm-hmm. And we danced in front of her mates. And she's like, oh yeah, my little cousins are real cool dancers. And I was literally like, yeah.
Brought out the big moves.
Exactly. It was basically Running Man as well. But it was just, you know, I genuinely thought, yeah, I'm a cool dude. Thanks for noticing.
Got an audience now.
How much do you pay to get in? Oh, free, is it? Oh, I can't keep doing this. But, back in those days, it was just a big deal just to be dancing, expressing myself.
Yeah, express yourself.
Do our own sound effects.
It is. But hello and welcome to the show, though, listeners. We're just having our own conversation, but you guys are here as well. So hi to you and thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. If you are tuning in, there's a good chance you may have tuned in before and might know some of the things to expect. But we do get new listeners as well.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want you to feel alienated because you're in the right place right now.
Well, you better introduce yourself and tell these new people who you are.
Absolutely, in case you didn't know. My name is Johnny. Johnny.
And my name is Inel. Tomlinson.
There we go.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need any comments on that. That's clear, just simply
everybody
what it
knows.
Is. That's just who we are. Okay, so moving on.
There's always a little awkward lull.
I was going for a new one actually, weren't I?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I am Johnny. Baby, I ain't Mr. Right. That's right, I'm not Mr. Right. If you're looking for fast love.
Is that what you told them on the Valentine's Day? Sorry.
Yeah.
If you're looking for fast love.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking.
But I ain't Mr. Right.
No one was looking for fast love, apparently. No. They all want slow loves. That's the problem. It's the problem with this dating game out there. Slow lovers. Damn it, I'm too quick for you. It's always been the problem.
But coming up on the show today, though, guys. Oh, we got lots in store for you today.
What?
Oh.
What are we starting with?
We've got What's Trending, Johnny.
Oh, What's Trending?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about what's been going on in social media, what's been happening in the world, what you guys have been talking about.
Yeah, what's been really generating conversation out there. But following up from that, we also have our infamous...
Lend an Ear section.
Absolutely. That's the part where you guys... You, our wonderful, loyal listeners, get to write in with your problems and we solve them. We don't attempt to solve them, we just solve them. It's that simple. We give you the 100% best advice you can get on the market, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Dear Deirdre wouldn't touch these things, but we do.
And no problem's too small or too big.
Absolutely. And although we do have some people who've given us their problems already, we also, because we're so kind, run an A&E section. That means if you've got a problem right now and you're sitting there thinking, I need this solved. You can email into us. Do email, guys. Johnny and I now at foobarradio.com. Send us your problems in. We'll sort it out for you.
That's right. Get typing. Forget those emails you're supposed to send for work. Forget all that. All those assignments you're supposed to be doing. Write into us. Right.
Absolutely.
There.
You can get a new job. Maybe that's the problem that you can send in.
There you go.
I've just been fired for sending an email to Foobar Radio. What should I do now? Whack. We'll save that for later.
But after that, we've got Blast from the Past.
Blasted.
I like that. Where me and Johnny, we take a buzzword and we talk about and we think about the different stories that buzzword says to us. And we also play a track to go along with the buzzword. And today's buzzword is... school holidays.
Yeah, kind of topical because it is actually half term. You don't realise that stuff when you're an adult, do you? You don't even necessarily know.
No.
Just the roads get a bit busier and things like that. And there's always kids hanging around in the street. And you realise you're starting to get old, just going, have you got nothing better to do, kids? Yeah, or maybe that's just me.
Don't give it away too early.
Yeah, exactly.
Save that story for later.
This is Mr. Fastlove. Slagging off kids who are just innocent on half term. Anyway, after Blast from the Past, we also have...
Spoilers on screen! Oh, we gotta get to it this week because The Walking Dead is back.
The Walking Dead is back in a big way.
Producer Adam's shaking his head no because that means he hasn't seen the episode.
Oh, he has seen it.
Oh, he has seen it.
Well, you were excited about it. Yeah, it's wicked. It's absolutely... It went off big time.
Oh, yeah, big episode.
Also, we should really be talking Making a Murder and stuff. I mean, we say it every single week and there's lots to discuss on that. So... You know, we'll get around to that. But the thing is, we get so many wicked emails and stuff, we get distracted, and that is always the first thing to go to be fair. Spoilers on screen. So this week, we're going to really make an effort.
Yeah, but no, that's not saying we don't like your emails, though, because we do love them.
Absolutely. Speaking of that.
Oh, first email.
First email, 7 minutes in.
Oh.
Keen. We like that.
Oh, I like it.
Keen like Roy.
Oh.
Spit. I went on a date last night with a girl who sipped her drink... rinsed it around and then spat it out on the floor.
You what?
I was horrified. She acted like nothing happened. I said I was going to the toilet and then did a runner, Lance in Essex.
Hold up. What, she spat on the floor in a pub? Just like...
Yeah, well, yeah, like a cowboy.
Oh,
like she's from a spaghetti western or
like
something.
She's chewing tobacco.
Yeah. What is going on?
What? Yeah, Lance, you did the right thing there, man.
She needs to carry a spit bucket around with her, doesn't she? You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
she's a boxer
there,
in her corner or something. What is going on? No, that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Spitting
on the floor
that?
In a pub. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, come on. No, just don't do that. Don't do that. No. I don't care what the drink is. The only thing she could even say is if it was wine, like she was wine tasting, but even then, don't do it on the floor. Don't get rid of that. Don't decorate the carpet with a Merlot. Come on.
Hey,
don't care if it's a fine year.
Find a sink and take it there.
Exactly. Sort your life out. That's one of the worst there, Lance. That's up there with the Heelys.
It's always the way. We've got a tweet as well. We've got a tweet from, Kevin LePigeon saying, tuned in to FUBAR Radio, Johnny Nanel. Whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Damn straight. And she's even attached a picture to show proof that she isn't lying, and it's time stamped.
Oh, right, wicked. That's proof of life.
Oh, yeah.
She's holding today's paper up. Nice.
Right here.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm not faking it.
Yeah.
I said I'll tune in, so I did.
The hostage in the back, still alive, just about. Well, you know what? Our show sounds absolutely packed to the rafters. No room for anything else.
Before you go into that, though, the one good thing I do like about the new FUBAR app is every time a song's played, it says the name of the song and stuff. And when you played the Mr. Right, after George Michael pictures popped up.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.